We are all cooped up at home a lot now.
Oh, yeah. And with gyms closed, it can be really hard to get in your regular workouts. So we asked experts for tips on staying active while hunkering down.
One thing I've been doing, running 6 feet away from other people, of course. To get started, GQ columnist Joe Holder recommends take it step by step.
Run for a minute. And then walk for a minute, and then see how that builds up over time. Next thing you know, you're running for 2 minutes, walking for 1 minute, or running for 10 minutes straight.
He says the trick is thinking about personal progress, not speed or miles.
I've been running too, but you know, if running is not your thing, how about a 9-minute strength workout?
And you don't need any mats or gym weights or anything like that. It's all done with body weight.
Karen Barrow of the New York Times says do 3 exercises like planks, push-ups, and squats for 1 minute each. Quick break, then repeat 2 more times, and then you're done.
And don't let social distancing stop you from sweating with friends.
You could set up a Skype call or a video chat. It'll be a lot more fun than doing it alone, and the two of you will hold each other accountable.
Our third tip, relax your muscles and your mind with yoga. Faith Hunter founded the Embrace Yoga Studio in Washington, D.C. For now, she teaches online.
We're just really trying to somewhat duplicate what our in-person classes would look like, but create this sense of community and connection that we know that everyone's craving.
And when you donate to support online fitness classes, it helps keep your local businesses in business.
One thing everyone agrees on, it is important to stay in tune with your body.
And breathe. All together now, inhale, exhale, and repeat.